Welcome to the In the Blues Tone podcast. My name's Shane, and I've been doing a lot of Google Plus Hangouts lately on YouTube. Basically, what this is a live video chat with some people from the community that I've never met on the most part, and you can join via basically what is like a Skype connection for a browser, and that's done through Google Plus. So if you basically go to any of the live streams that I'm doing every second Saturday now on YouTube, Saturday my time, so Friday night in the US and Friday night overseas as well in other countries on the most part, you can basically join a live chat stream on air. If you've got a webcam and a microphone or a microphone built into a webcam, you can simply join. Just make sure you're wearing some headphones or you have your volume down so there's no feedback. But it's a pretty cool system. It kind of basically renders audio podcasts on their own. I don't want to say pointless, but it really increases the interaction and audience participation as well. I met on the last couple of live streams that I've done online, and it really just starts to make audio only not as fun. I mean, I love doing these podcasts, and they're not going to go anywhere, so don't you worry about that. But these live streams are just that little bit more interactive, and yeah, the discussion can go basically anywhere, which is good. I always like having other people around, basically, because you can learn a lot from other people, and a lot of people have got better stories than me as well. So if it's a non-strict gear discussion, it's always more exciting as well. So there's going to be more live Google Plus streams every second Saturday, and all you need to do is click on the stream, and then from there there'll be a link that basically takes you to my Google Plus page, and from there you can join the chat. There'll be a link which you can click on, and it will load up basically like a window within a browser, and you can just join like that. I do have some controls over the feature. Basically, I can bring audio levels up and down, all that kind of stuff. I can also hang up on people if they're rude, whatever, but so far so good. Everyone's been awesome. All I ask is we keep the language pretty clean, and I'm open to any types of discussion. So if you've always wanted to have a chat with me or anyone else in the community, you can always do that, and it can be done via text or via webcam from now on, going forward on the live streams on YouTube. So it's awesome. So that's going to be its own podcast as well, if the audio's worth listening to, which hopefully it always will be. I'm going to transfer that over to iTunes as well, so people can listen to it. If you're in the car, going to work or whatever, on the train, you can at least listen to it without having to drink all your data in bandwidth downloads. So there's nothing to worry about there. It'll definitely always be on an audio format if I think it's worth converting over. So the first thing to note is I actually went over to a Mac. I can't believe it. I've been using my PC and Sony Vegas Pro for such a long time. It was a pretty daunting task to move over to a different computer. And I won't completely move over to a Mac. I'm using it more for my video productions. That's pretty much why I bought it. I wanted to get it for Final Cut Pro because basically when I go into the shop there, they've got a test computer at Apple where you can layer up a whole bunch of 4K videos, and it just handled it brilliantly. I have trouble even having two or three layers on my computer. It just can't handle it. I ended up finding out that Sony Vegas, unfortunately, has some limitations on a PC where, because it hasn't been updated for a while, it's not sort of optimized to work with newer hardware. So I just replaced my power supply, and I bought a new video card that required the new power supply and a few other things as well. And the workflow was really hindering my process. It was killing me. For example, if I was to, make a 6-minute YouTube video or an 8-minute YouTube video, the rendering time would be somewhere between 40 minutes and 60 minutes on the most part. So that pretty much just locks up my system and I can't do much else. I do have another computer, but not for that kind of thing. So to put it in perspective, the desktop that I got is actually higher spec than the Mac, minus the beautiful 5K display. But technically speaking, the PC should be killing the Mac. I then tried the same video length, 5 or 6 minutes. I've done 4 of them now on the Mac. And so if they're, say, anywhere up to 10 minutes, it takes less than 2 minutes. If it's a 6 or 5 minute clip, like some of the ones I've done, it takes about a minute and a half, maybe, sometimes even less. I walked to the fridge, came back and wondered if I'd even clicked go and it had finished. So it gives you an example of how much more time effective using a Mac is for video editing. I'm not saying like all PCs are bad. I mean, I've been using it for such a long time, but you know, my only other option was Adobe Premiere, which is an absolute, well, I don't know. I didn't really want to go that route, mostly because there's a cost, a recurring monthly cost. With the Apple and Final Cut Pro, which is what I'm using now, I pay for it and I own it, and I get free updates as well. And I think if I get another Mac down the track, I can actually install it, and it won't cost me anything to run it on two computers. So when the time comes to upgrade, or whatever the case may be, if I do get another, you know, like a Mac that I can take around, like a laptop or whatever, at least I'll have the option to be able to edit things and have it work. And it's just funny, all these years I've been putting it off because, you know, I'm a qualified Microsoft specialist. I've been building PCs since I was young, and I love it. I love doing that kind of stuff, and I was really, really shocked at how much better it is. I'm actually recording this podcast through GarageBand for the first time, so we'll see how that works. Basically, the point of all of this is Final Cut Pro is a lot better for visual effects than Sony Vegas is, and you should start to see a big improvement in my videos in the next 3 weeks. I'm sort of a little slow right now, still learning the ropes with the computer, but I've done 4 videos, I think, something like that, and each one of them looks better than the last. They look relatively the same. I mean, I'm using the same camera angles, my brown backdrop and all that, but I'm starting to use some overlays and effects that make things a lot more interesting. So the point of this all was, you should notice something happen or change in the video quality coming up pretty soon, and these are with the retro pedals. So the Maxon one was done and uploaded to YouTube. That was done on my old computer. I think the next two are as well. And then after that, you should start to see some improvements visually on my channel. It's already the best audio sounding one around, in my opinion. So the video effects should help it catch up in the video department as well. I thought I'd mix this up a little bit today and have a talk about some recording stuff that I've been doing lately. I'm in the process of finalizing some vocals on a new album, Not the Change I Need, another one. I think it's going to be called This Drive. It's a really great sort of driving album. It's heavily influenced from J.J. Cale and Mark Knopfler's solo stuff, so I've gone for that Tulsa sound. A couple of the songs are very reminiscent of the Van Morrison sound of New, not his old stuff. So if you know any Van Morrison from the 80s or 90s onwards, he has a particular type of sound, you know, much like Knopfler does with his solo project, and much like J.J. Cale does as well, or did have. And those are the big influences for this album. So I've had some help with my singing. I've had someone drill into my head that some of the stuff that I'm doing is very, very repetitive, and it's just being not a naturally strong singer. You know, you just work with what you've got. But, you know, I had some constructive criticism too, that, you know, I sing on key and all that, but I tend to follow the same lines. So this album will be, and is already, completely different vocally. It's sung in, you know, this octave of my voice, which is my talking voice, rather than I tend to sort of go high a lot when I sing. But this will be, you know, a lot lower on the songs that, that's required, and a lot softer. I've been watching a lot of J.J. Cale on YouTube, and Eric Clapton as well, when they're in the studio making the Road to Escondido, which is one of my favorite albums. It's got lots of great players on there. And none of these guys are singing loudly. They're singing extremely soft and full sounding. And I thought to myself, this is what I want to do. I don't want to have to try to belt out stuff. And, you know, I'm just sick of trying to do vocals where I'm, you know, sort of at the top of my volume and all of that kind of stuff. It's not good for my voice. I sang 2 songs over the last 2 days and nailed them singing soft. And I was like, this is great. and the new vocal melodies are starting to come through. And I gotta say, like, I'm really proud of all of my albums from Moving On onwards. So, you know, they've all got their time and place, but undoubtedly now this is the best album I am working on. I'm just so happy with the sound, and I'll just give you a little insight into what's going on with it as well. Basically, I played all my guitar parts to a click track, which means I've played them all on time. I then went to my friend Drew's house and we laid down the drums, and he did an exceptional job of that. And the drum mix is so good. It's just super laid back and it sounds really great. We then had the bass parts done from my friend Jeff, who's in my band, and he just did he's a country bass player slash he's just an all-around muso. He plays everything on bass, but he had the right feel for this project, and he just came around one day, did it all, and did it great. We then had another mate of mine, Rowan, play a Hammond organ with a Leslie speaker, so we mic'd that up with three mics, and it's got that kind of thing going on. And it's also got my friend Brian, who is an absolute gun guitar player, gun singer, gun bass player, gun saxophone player, but playing guitar on this one, and also being my vocal critic as well. He's a brutally honest guy when it comes to that, and I'm glad. Kind of need those people to keep you pushing harder for better results. And I'm playing guitar on there, obviously, as well, and doing all the singing, or most of it so far. And I also hired a guy called Paul Hilton from Michigan. He owns a studio. He's a pedal steel player, and pedal steel sounds fantastic. So not only was I able to give this guy, you know, the stereo mix down of my session, he was able to just send me one back that I dropped straight into my project, and I was done. And man, he just records beautifully. So if anyone needs pedal steel, definitely check out Paul Hilton. He's an absolute gun, nice guy. Got it, you know, these tracks done in a couple of days. And yeah, he just did such a great job, and it's completely changed the feel of the album. I should also note too that Drew has played percussion. We have everything from shakers, tambourines, one of those fish things, you know, they sort of scrape up and down, whatever they're called. I guess they're called a fish. He's also used something that I keep forgetting the name of, but it's basically like kind of like ball bearings over steel, and you kind of, I don't know, it's like a scratchy sort of sound. It's really cool. And, you know, it's also got congas on it as well that aren't, you know, prominent in the mix, but they're definitely there. And all of these things combined kind of make the album feel very, very Tulsa. You know, JJ Cale had an uncanny knack of sort of having percussion in the background, you don't realize it's there kind of thing. So for those wondering what the Tulsa sound is, if you're not familiar with it, they basically say, well, it's not country, it's not blues, it's not, you know, jazz, and it's not rock. So it's kind of like old school rock and roll in a way. It's some of it's 1/4-5s, but it's not in the blues patterns. That's one way you could look at it. Some of this stuff is borderline jazz. There's brushes on the snare drum. Some stuff that's just chugging along beautifully, like straight eight kind of feel, and, you know, dun, 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 you know, that kind of feel. So it, yeah, straight eight stuff's great. And yeah, just some really laid back songs. And I think it's like the, in terms of what I've done, easily the ultimate car CD. So, it's going to be great. I've just started doing concept artwork on it as well. For the cover, I like kind of getting in and doing all of this stuff. And then Drew's actually the drummer. He's a graphics design guy. So I've given him some concepts and of what I've come up with, and he'll make it look a whole lot nicer. So, yeah, I'm planning on having this finished pretty soon. It's just one of those projects. Everything came together nice and quickly around Christmas time, the start of the new year. And then the mix sounds fantastic, and I keep backing this thing up too because I don't want to have any issues like I did on the change I need with the hard drives failing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm doing all of that still with Nuendo, which is basically like Cubase for my PC, and it sounds great. I really think this CD will have a broader appeal to people who just aren't into blues and all that kind of stuff. So it is different to what I've done. And I honestly feel like it's an improvement of what I've done. And the main reason is because I sat down and I worked out all the parts before I even gave it to the drummer. I don't normally do that. I just get the rough approximation. We go down and we record the drums and bass live. And that's usually how I work. And I'm playing too with a guide track on guitar. And I just tell people, hey, go to the chorus, go to this, go to that, as the song is played out live, which captures a really unique vibe. But this one is very studio. And so far, I'm extremely proud of everybody's playing on there, as well as just having, you know, great songs. I think some of them are going to be songs that I'll be playing for a long time. And I honestly think that, you know, when you come up with something special, because I think, you know, The Change I Need is a great album. I'm proud of all the things I've done to make that finished and finalized. But for me, Another Rainy Day was probably the one album I wondered if I'd top, in a way, because that just had some really great songs on there. It's just one of those things. I had a lot to say at the time, and that was one of those albums. And I kind of feel like The Change I Need was maybe the equivalent of that, just a little nicer musically. So it didn't really tread a whole lot of new ground over what I'd already done. Maybe a little bit, but not like, wow, look at this, it's completely changed. I think it is different, because it's a different time in my life and all that kind of stuff, and playing and all that kind of thing. But yeah, this next one, I'm already excited. I don't usually get this excited with my own projects. It's funny, I just like to finish them and move on and be proud of whatever I can do at that time, you know. And without going on about it too much, I really think people are going to love this if you're, you know, into J.J. Cale, you know, some of the Clapton stuff. The Mark Knopfler or Van Morrison sort of sound. You're definitely going to love this album. I really, really think so. And, I guess only time will tell with that. So I thought I'd give you all a little bit of a sample of what's coming up. This is by no means finalized in terms of mix or vocal or whatever, but I thought I'd share just a little bit of it with you. This is a song called Hey Be A Bear. Songs from the album there's a bit of variance in the album as well, but that's kind of the vibe, that laid-back, really chilled kind of driving tunes. I don't know. I hope you like the sound of that. And I'm not releasing that sample anywhere other than on iTunes. So if you are listening to the podcast, you're the only people that can hear it. Feel free to, of course, to share it around with friends and stuff. If you want to do that, there's no problems there at all. Just don't go posting that on YouTube. I urge anyone who writes songs to get into the habit, or even if you don't write songs, even if you just play live, get in the habit of recording yourself, because listening to things back is often the greatest teacher in many ways. And I'm glad, you know, I've learned how to do the mixing side of things, so I don't have to go pay someone else to do it. If I was shorter on time, if I was maybe at my old job, I might have paid someone, but I probably wouldn't have. But yeah, look, it's a great thing. It's a great tool to learn. Doesn't matter what program you use, anything like that. As long as you start somewhere. There's just so many great tutorials online on how to record. I think having that skill is also a way to make a few bucks. You know, if you're a full-time muso, but you're not, you know, obviously earning a lot of money, you can, you know, record bands and be a little bit of a producer as well. And you've got to start somewhere. So if you are interested in recording, just jump right in. There's plenty of great software, even free software out there that can do what you needed to do as a beginner. And yeah, learning how to EQ and mix stuff is always a lot of fun. And yeah, so that's what got me into, you know, wanting to make albums, and that was learning how to record for someone else at the beginning. That's what I did. And then I recorded my very, very first demo a long time ago, and it was horrendous, but that was what it was. And, you know, as the albums have come and gone, but as the albums have progressed, or whatever you want to say, or as each album has been finished, I should say, each one sounds better than the last, you know, mix and studio-wise, which is my goal. Every album should exceed your previous album in terms of production. And I really think this new one is the next step up. So I'd love to hear some feedback on the song and the vibe of it. If you've got some time, just shoot me a message on Facebook or wherever you follow the In The Blues community, whether it's on the forum at intheblues.net or Instagram, whatever. Feel free to shoot me a message. Here's a little preview of what's coming up on the In The Blues YouTube channel. Now, I haven't actually got any podcasts scheduled to go up in terms of, you know, the regular Tuesday video that I was doing. I haven't just got around to recording the one that I was supposed to do with Greg Koch. I had it all ready to go, but unfortunately he wasn't available. I think he's actually on his way to Australia now. They've got the Fender Worldwide Roadshow thing, so maybe I'll bump into him in Melbourne and we'll see if we can hook something up. But otherwise, you know, I'm sure whenever he has time, he'll make time for it and we can do it, which will be fun. So that interview that I had planned was a no-go, unfortunately. But if there's someone you'd like me to try and get a hold of to interview, either audio-wise or for a YouTube video, whatever, let me know and I'll shoot him an email. I've shot a few people some emails recently, including Chris Kane, so that'd be great to have him on. For those who don't know who Chris Kane is, it's C-A-I-N, and he's a muso coming out of the Bay Area who is unbelievable. So I'd love to have a chat with him over the podcast at some point. I think that would be fantastic. Other videos I've got planned, the retro videos are starting, or they've started actually. One went live today, which was that Tube Screamer video, and it was an 80s Tube Screamer. There's five others or so in the queue for that, so twice a week, you know, start seeing some vintage pedals popping up on the channel just to mix things up. Now, you might have noticed I mentioned a sponsor. The sponsor has almost confirmed everything, finally. I've sent them the list of the 30 pedals I'd love to try based on some of my thoughts and based on some of Rick's and based on some of what the people on my Facebook page thought they'd like to see as well. So there's a good mix of stuff in there, and it's not all just overdrive pedals. You know, there's lots of stuff. The Digitech Trio, there's quite a few. I'm not going to spoil the list, but yeah, I think most people would be pretty happy with seeing some high quality pedal demos done of some of these, because some of them also don't have a lot of demos on YouTube, or maybe I, you know, there's one or two that I want to do again. And, you know, now that I've got the Final Cut Pro, things are going to look a lot better. And my cameras have improved since the old days as well, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there should be loads of new videos going up pretty soon. I'm going to cut back on some of the offers I get to do some of the Chinese pedals. It's a lot of work for, you know, for a $30 pedal. I like my videos to be, you know, as nice as I can. But I don't think I'm going to be putting the time and effort as much into the cheaper stuff coming up from here on out. Now, I should also point out that the whole Jerry's Lefty Guitars thing, I haven't called Jerry yet, but due to my computer problems and having to upgrade this beast or behemoth of the iMac variety that it might put my travel plans on hold, sadly. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get there. It means I'm still going to try and get there. But it might mean I have to make a few sacrifices beforehand, or it might mean I bump it back a couple of months. So I'll have a chat to Jerry and work this out with him. I still plan on getting over there at some point and doing some more videos. It just means, you know, like I had to look at the best decision for what I do and for every day. My biggest frustration every day working is how poorly my computer was handling the video editing side. I literally had to make a video, couldn't really see what was going on the timeline, which might not make sense to people. But basically, I couldn't sort of press play in the editing suite and have it play without glitching. It was really, really frustrating. And I won't go into the technical side of it, but just know after doing hundreds of videos every few months, that gets old. And I put this off and I tried upgrading components, and my last resort was literally go just try Mac and see if it works any better. And yeah, so it may have put my travel plans on hold a little bit, but it won't, you know, I love the US and I want to go back already. So I'm planning on, you know, sorting that out at some point too. So in terms of other videos, I've just been, due to these computer problems, I basically haven't been doing the Let's Stack series up past the point that they were at, and I plan on doing a few more of those as well. But I'm really digging these live hangouts, so I urge anyone who wants to have a chat, it'll be this Saturday, head over to Saturday my time, Australia, Melbourne, Sydney time, head over and join in on the chat. I'd love to hear from you, and everyone that I've met so far has been awesome. And another great thing too is that a regular of the stream now, David or Freaking Prawn, you've seen him on videos, or well, not seen him. Well, actually, you have if you've been watching the live streams. But there's another, he joins regularly. Another guy called Wayne from the US, he's from New York, joins, and I'd like him to be a regular on a podcast, actually. He's got a really cool voice, and he's a great player, and he's a really nice dude. And yeah, I just like his story. He's got some good stuff to share, and I only just heard him play the other day on YouTube. He posted a video, and I shared it on my channel because he is an absolute monster, and he does one lick I've always wanted to learn, so I might pick his brain. It's something I heard Papa Chubby play a lot as well. I don't know who came up with it or what, but there's this run that he plays that is just fantastic. And I forgot he was playing through a Mustang 1, believe it or not. The tone is spectacular, so I need to pick his brain a little bit about that. But that said, you know, these Google Plus Hangouts are definitely a good place to come have a chat. And yeah, I'd love to meet some more people from around the world. We've had people from Canada, Portugal, the US, Australia. I think that's it so far, because we've only really done one of those hangouts so far. So, yeah. Well, we did two. The second one was a test, but this next one will be the next official one. And, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. So that's what's coming up for the channel. Not a whole lot more than just more demos of stuff that I want to demo for a change. And also, you know, the retro pedal demos. More podcasts will be posted on there as I do them. And I'm going to save that for, some of the podcasts go over really well and some don't. And I'm starting to realize what it is in the content that makes people enjoy it or not. So I'm going to be a little bit more stringent in posting certain segments of the video portion of it on YouTube. I'm not even filming this one. I'm just literally talking into my microphone recording straight into the computer, and this won't be posted anywhere else. But yeah, I like to do that from time to time for people who do listen via iTunes or whatever podcatcher you listen to or from. It's yeah, I always liked just the voice side of things when I listen to, you know, the old Art Bell from back in the day. He was always my favorite in a whole other genre. But yeah, I always like talk stuff as well on podcasts. So yeah, if you have any suggestions for improving any of this, of course, feel free to let me know. And I'd still love to have more people contribute to this. So don't forget, if you'd like to be a part of the audio-only podcast or whatever, even the live stream, shoot me an email at intheblues@outlook.com. And if you're on Skype, you can find me at shane.diorio, D-I-I-O-R-I-O. Now, please, if you do add me on Skype, no gear questions. I don't mind answering gear questions on Facebook or whatever, but if you just adding me to ask me a question, please just don't. Just send me an email or you know, I'd assume people adding me on Skype are keen to be on the podcast. So I'm starting to add people only for that purpose. If you're not interested in being on the podcast, just shoot me an email or find me at Facebook or, you know, shoot me a message somewhere and I will definitely reply. I try my best to reply to everybody. One thing I've wanted to do for quite some time also is to do a video of the Roland Blues Cube amplifier and not just shoot it with my iPhone. So I'm trying to organize that. I should have that hopefully sorted out in the next couple of days. So yeah, it'll be great. I've played through one, the little small one. Well, not the little small one, that makes no sense, but the smaller of the two. I know there's a big, big one too, but you know, like the single 12 combo. I think it's 60 watts, and I really, really liked it. I thought it was great. So I'm going to take my pedals in. We're going to try the amp on its own and then try it with a, you know, a pedal combination as well and see how well it handles that and see if it's, you know, up there with the PV Bandit, because the PV Bandit is one of the best amps for taking pedals that's solid state. There's plenty of other amps out there that are solid state that don't take pedals as well as the Bandit. So fingers crossed that the Roland Blues Cube is just as nice. Either way, I'm going to do a video of it pretty soon. It will hopefully be up in the next couple of weeks. Where I'm also going to do this video, they have quite a number of other amps as well. So hopefully I can bust out a few new videos and some comparison videos. I've had a lot of requests to do some Blackstar amps as well. Some of the Vox amps. So yeah, we're just going to go through a few and see what we can do and see how they sound, all that kind of stuff. And I'll do my thing in the shop, take a couple of guitars in, probably take my Tele and my Les Paul and my 335, and that should cover most, you know, bases when it comes to tones. And we'll leave the Strat at home. Man, I wish my Strat had a bigger neck. But anyway, that's a whole other rant for another day. But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in on this brief podcast. It's not a long one by any stretch of the imagination, but I just thought I'd keep people updated and do the odd audio-only podcast again coming up. It's great. I've actually had some interest from people to be a part of it as a host, you know, co-host, which basically means we can both lead the show wherever we like, which is ideal. And like I said at the start or midway or wherever it was in the podcast, if you're interested in being on it or being part of it, head over to In The Blues, or email, I should say, intheblues@outlook.com. I'm really tired today, so I'm slipping my words a little bit back to front and around, so to speak. So, yeah, thanks again for listening. And don't forget, you can check out the In The Blues forum at intheblues.net or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/intheblues. I'm also on Instagram, and my Twitter username is now intheblues with an underscore at the end, because that makes a whole lot more sense than Guitar Pedal Demo, which is a stupid name, but it matched my website at the time. GuitarPedalDemos.com is where I load these podcasts up, but that won't be like that for long. I'm looking at overhauling the whole website and turning it into something else and buying a new domain and making it a lot more logical. So hang around. It'll all make more sense very, very soon, I promise. So, yeah, thanks again. My name's Shane. Don't forget to share the podcast around with anyone who's into music stuff or gear or guitar playing. I absolutely appreciate that. It's always good to have more listeners via iTunes or any podcatcher that's out there, or at guitarpedaldemos.com, where I load them up as well. So thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you all soon. See ya.